WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A judge in Fulton County has denied attempts to sever an elections interference case for former Trump campaign attorney Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro in Georgia. Chesbro's attorney, Scott Grubman.
Now to say that all 19 defendants should be tried together, including ones that don't want to avail themselves of the speedy trial demand, is really just nonsensical.
Attorneys wanted to separate themselves from the other 17 defendants, including former President Trump. They'd pleaded not guilty. Now, when this case does go to trial, prosecutors also said today that they do think this will take about 4 months. A lack of air conditioning is causing schools to close for the day in Philadelphia, where temps are expected to creep dangerously close to triple digits.
Hot, because a lot of the building isn't air conditioned.
It was a little, stuffy and uncomfortable.
It is intense for much of the country. CBS's Omar Villafranca's in Dallas.
Give you the idea of how persistent and just brutal this heat is. At 10 o'clock at night here in North Texas, it's still in the 90s. It doesn't really dip down until really before the sun comes up, and it only gets maybe into the high 80s. So it is rough.
And forecasters are also keeping an eye on a storm that could become a dangerous hurricane in the Atlantic. CBS's Jerm Krasula has details on that.
Tropical Storm Lee is churning through the open waters of the South Atlantic and is expected to develop into a major hurricane, possibly Category 4, by the weekend, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's not forecast to make any landfall, but is projected to pass just northeast of the British Virgin Islands.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Ukraine's capital today, where he's expected to announce soon that the U.S. is sending them another $1 billion in aid. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
At a meeting with Ukraine's prime minister.
I'm here in large part at the behest of President Biden to reaffirm our commitment to stand with you.
The new money comes as U.S. allies worry Ukraine is becoming bogged down in its counteroffensive against Russia. Blinken claims there's been good progress in that counteroffensive.
A new COVID booster should be available soon. Megan Rainey is the public health dean at Yale.
We're expecting that it's going to be released in a week or two. The CDC is meeting next week to approve it. The data to date suggests that it is going to be quite effective against these new variants that are getting so many of us sick right now.
Nationwide, hospitals are seeing double-digit percentage increases in infections. It's even got First Lady Jill Biden. But the White House says she continues to have mild symptoms. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
I'm getting vaccinated.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council has approved a plan to turn a vacant building in the Shawtown neighborhood into an apartment complex. The Mount Washington residence, a former assisted living facility, has been vacant for roughly 5 years and will now be converted to provide between 200 and 300 apartments. Construction will begin over the next few weeks and will be completed in 3 phases. The project likely will not be completed until May of 2025. The Wisconsin Democratic Party has launched a $4 million effort to pressure Republicans to back down from impeaching a new liberal state Supreme Court justice. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the effort, announced Wednesday, will include digital and television ads, voter outreach efforts, and a website tracking where every Republican lawmaker stands on impeachment. Justice Janet Protasiewicz began her 10-year term in August, giving liberals a 4-3 majority on the court for the first time in 15 years, with abortion rights and redistricting challenges at stake. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, a lot of it being made. We're going to go right to it. First one I want to hit, very important. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission. That's the commission that oversees judges, and they rule on whether judges have acted ethically or not, has dismissed the complaints against Janet Protasiewicz about comments she made during the election. They've sent a letter saying that they find no violation of the code of ethics. This is very important. The Republicans were using that allegation as some sort of support for impeachment of her to get her off the case involving the bid rigging the maps. Now, let me tell you something, a good thing, but it has to be put in context. The Democratic Party and its supporters have allocated $4 million to advertising, to social media, that kind of thing, to back Janet Protasiewicz and attack this impeachment. I got news for you. The Republican Party is not in good faith. This is not an honest impeachment. This is not an honest party. They have 65 members of the assembly, and it only takes 50 of them, 5-0, to impeach. That's one over half of 99, which is the number of assemblymen in the assembly. 50 of them. That means they can cut 15 of them loose. 15 of them can hold little press conferences. They can go on the radio in their hometowns. They can go, I didn't want to impeach her. I didn't want to, you know, there was a conflict and blah, blah, blah. And it makes it look like they thought about it. They're not thinking about it. They are going to do it. I'd like to think that this will deter them. I don't think it will. People aren't paying attention to this. Then what they are saying is that, well, once she's impeached, she has to step down while it goes to the Senate. Problem with that is the Senate is not in good faith. It's just as corrupt and gerrymandered as the Assembly. And the Senate will say, yeah, we want to give this some thought. We're going to set it for 2027, 2026. Well, we'll give it a lot of thought. You may say, Matt, you're crazy. They're not going to do that. They did it with Fred Prynne. Fred Prynne's term ran out on the DNR. Tony Evers put in somebody else. And the Senate said, oh, we're going to give this a lot of thought. And they waited 18 months until, every waterway in this state has been poisoned with forever chemicals. Fred Prynne voted on that. Now, They're going to do the same thing here. And the thing that I didn't like to see in the announcement and in the press accounts of the $4 million the Democrats are putting up is this. It always says, because the journalists don't do any research, they don't look beyond it. Nobody apparently has talked to aggressive lawyers. They always say, well, the minute she's impeached, she has to step down. So I don't know, maybe she should resign and then Evers will put someone else in. And then they're going to get impeached, and this is going to go on, blah, blah, blah. There is such a thing as a fraudulent impeachment. There is such a thing as a crooked impeachment. This is that impeachment. Why do I say that? Because she can only be impeached under Wisconsin law if she has committed a crime or corruption in office. She has committed no crime. And she has done nothing in office except read briefs, which is what she's supposed to do to get ready for the fall oral arguments. If they say, well, we think that she's not going to recuse herself, and therefore that's corrupt, the Wisconsin Judicial Commission just dismissed that allegation. My advice to them, to Janet Protasiewicz, and all of them is this. If somebody can just say, well, I impeach you, therefore you're off the court, so I can benefit in a lawsuit, that is inherently fraudulent. She should say, and frankly, Eva should say, Josh Cole should say, Tammy Baldwin should say, Sarah Godlewski should say, maybe in a joint press conference. This is corrupt. This is crooked. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court should not tolerate this. Then she should simply put on her black robe and go on the bench for that case. Go on the bench for that case. If they bring a lawsuit in state court, it goes up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 2017 case by the Republican majority said that it's up to the judge, the justice, as to whether or not she recuses herself. She can't be forced off by the others. The four of them should say, and I hope Brian Hagedorn too, this is a corrupt deal. They have to show evidence of a crime or a corruption in office, and they haven't done it. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission just pointed that out. And therefore, this impeachment is a nullity. It is a fraud. It has no effect. They have the power to do that. And if they go to federal court, the federal court has no jurisdiction. I just want to point that out before we go to the next topic, for the simple reason that there is a new development. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission just came out and supported Janet Protasiewicz. And the truth is, they're trying to go forward. And I've talked to people, even very reasonable independent people, say, well, if she's impeached, I guess she's got to step down and they won't see her again for a couple of years because the Senate will screw around. No. No. And I'm tired of seeing this in print, in these press releases and in these articles that, oh, well, definitely, technically, she's got to step down. What if the legislators were bribed? Theoretically, I have no reason to believe they were here, but they're corrupt. They're gerrymandered. They're doing this to keep their gerrymander. But let's say they were bribed. They were paid. Is a justice supposed to step down, even though that's the case? And even though there's no crime or corruption alleged? No, absolutely not. So let's get a little more aggressive, guys. Let's get a little more aggressive. And let's point out that in the absence of a crime or corruption, and there's no crime, you can go on CCAP, she's no crime, and there's no corruption because the Judicial Commission just said so, simply muttering the words doesn't do it. We've got to be more aggressive. We're going to the line. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Steve.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one. I like that idea for a press conference with Godlewski and everybody. But the reason I called was I had a quick question for you. Did Putin surrender yet? Because I could have swore in my dreams maybe last night.
He hasn't. Thanks for calling, Steve. Now. Yeah, Steve, that's not on topic. Thanks very much. We will get to that. We'll get to Ukraine. But I appreciate the call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Mark.
is this a violation on the part of the Republicans, a post facto violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, Section 2, where it guarantees us the right to participate in elections, including judicial officers? And since we had the election, but they're trying to nullify that election after the fact by this action of impeaching the justice. Maybe that's a stretch, but I mean, that considering the Republicans rely on pulling out their anal orifice for, legal theory, I mean, that's as valid a legal theory as anything they could come up with.
Right. Well, here's the deal. No, I appreciate the quote, Mark, but the fact of the matter is we don't have to reach to that. This is a very, very simple statement. This is a gerrymandered legislature. This is a legislature that is trying to keep the gerrymander. A justice has just been elected by over 10 points, a 10-point spread, because people want her to decide. She'll be deciding vote on fair maps. The gerrymandered Republicans say, we will invoke the talismanic word impeachment. And the minute we say that, it's like kryptonite. She's supposed to swoon and faint on the ground. Just by uttering the words, it's a magic spell. And then we get to keep our gerrymandered legislature. Well, no. There is a statute. The statute says she has to have committed a crime or corruption in office. That's what the statute says. It was passed by another legislature. That is part of the law in Wisconsin, part of our Constitution. That's what it requires. She has not committed any crime. She has not committed any action, corrupt or not. She's never committed a corrupt action. The corruption they're talking about is anticipatory. What if she doesn't recuse herself from the MAPS case? Well, she's not going to recuse herself from the MAPS case. The 2017 decision of the Wisconsin Supreme Court says she decides on her own. And the failure to do it because of comments during the election has just been held. That's why I'm raising it right now by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission that supervises judges and opines on things like exactly this, has said that they're dismissing it and they're backing her up. So what happens if somebody invokes the talismanic word, an anticipatory word, impeachment, in case she doesn't recuse herself, which the Judicial Commission and the Wisconsin Supreme Court says she doesn't have to? Should she swoon, kryptonite, go down on the ground and lie there for, 2 years until the Mayhew decides to bring it forward? No, absolutely not. I'm very tired of the press releases, and I'm tired of the journalists who say it's automatic that she is off. It's automatic if they're not bribed. It's automatic if there is a crime alleged or corruption alleged, and there is none. There is none. She does not have to step down simply because they use the word kryptonite, okay? That's it, pure and simple. And the Supreme Court decides that, and 4-3, and she can still sit on it. They've got to decide that she stays on. Janet's very tough, very brave. Put on your black robe and go on the bench. Go on the bench and rule on the case. This is a crooked deal. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. You guys are still on the lines. Take you in order. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be a whole lot cooler out there today. A few showers and thunderstorms possible this morning into early afternoon, and it will be mostly cloudy, but our high only 72. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54 tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, little sun in the afternoon with a high of 66 by Friday. Sunny with a high back up to 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, we're going right to the lines. Elliot of Madison, my friend, you're first in line. What's on your mind today, Elliot?
Yeah, man, I quick question. Why does our local news media, the 5 o'clock nightly news, why do they not pick this up? Why is Robin Voss not in front of a camera being questioned about what he's doing here?
That is an excellent question, and I'll tell you what. You know, you're in Madison, I'm in Milwaukee, and it's the same thing over here. Everybody, now part of it is this. News has changed. If it bleeds, it leads. If it bleeds, it leads. This is a fight. What the hell? And, you know, it gets eyeballs, number one. Number two, they are stretched very thin in budget cuttings. A lot of them have frankly, eliminated they call them the I-team, their investigative team. They're not going to do a lot of original research. I represented a TV station, a radio station, the Hearst Corporation. I represented their book imprint, one of their magazines. There was a time where they did use outside counsel, but to save money, their reporters are not lawyers. And so they go, oh, there's a guy named Robin Voss. Oh, he's the speaker. Well, must be a big man. I mean, if you got to be speaker, they don't dig into how crooked the gerrymander is and all that. And they, oh, well, you know, he's impeached. So, yeah, she's got to. They're not going to dig into it, Elliot. This has got to get out there. I'll tell you something. I saw the publicity, and I thought it was great. Ben Wickler's putting in $4 million along with the supporters. But the news coverage, I mean, even on online is, well, but, you know, if this doesn't work, she'll have to say, oh, no, they have 65 seats and they only need 50. 15 of them will be cut loose and they'll go on a crooked deal and they'll cry crocodile tears. They'll rub their eyes. They'll say, we think this is so sad. This is a crooked deal. And then LeMahieu will go, well, we're going to get to it right away. Of course, we have to do it deliberately. There's 18 months for Fred Prent, and Fred was only in the DNR. This is the Supreme Court. Might be 28 months. That is what is going on. And what I'm saying is, and this better go on some fruitful ears here out there, is this. If she has not committed a crime, and if she is not engaged in corrupt conduct in office, this is illegitimate. They'll say, oh, well, we want to be able to prove it. Well, you've got to say what the crime was. Well, we'll get to that. Guess there isn't one. Okay. What's the corrupt conduct? She won't recuse herself in the MAPS case. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission just dismissed the complaint about the comments she made during the race. She didn't say how she'd rule. She said, I think these are rigged MAPS. I'm going to take a look and see what the briefs say. It's very likely. This is a sad fact. I'm going to say it right now. It's very possible and likely that the resulting legislature will still be Republican, even with fair maps. That's possible. We don't know. I mean, if you take a look at northern and western Wisconsin, I have good friends up in the Merrill area in Lincoln County and and up around the Superior area. And they tell me, Matt, this is a sad thing. I'm going to tell you right now. Gerrymandered doesn't matter up here anymore. This used to be a Democratic area. Superior, Bayfield, remember Ashland, very Democratic when I was the chairman. It's all flipped. You could jiggle these seats any way you want, and they're going to be Republicans. So don't sit back and go, oh, this is a panacea. This is like the silver bullet. It's not. But so 15 of them will cry crocodile tears, and they'll still stick the knife in her. What I'm saying is you cannot just use the talismanic word impeachment and go, okay, it's sort of like filibuster. Okay, we filibuster. We don't even get up on our hind legs and read the Bible anymore and Shakespeare. We just go, filibuster, and the hell with you. I mean, really, that is what is going on. And I think what has to happen, I want to see happen, Evers, Baldwin, Godlewski, and Call, hold a press conference. Say this is a crooked deal. We're not putting up with this. Come out and say what the corrupt conduct is or what the crime is. Do it now. Do it now. And they'll, if they say it's comments made during the campaign, the Wisconsin Judicial Commission, which is superior in this to the legislature, has come out and said there's no ethical violation. You see what I'm saying? So I'm tired of all the press releases, and I'm very tired of the press themselves. God bless them. I represented them for a long time. They're friends of mine. They're good people. But they juggle a lot of things. They're supposed to be an expert on medicine and on foreign policy and on law. They're not. They can't be. They can't be. Well, we are, and that's why we're talking about it right now. Thank you very much. Excellent. Next up is Wisco Paul, my friend. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt, and Civic Media does a heck of a job. If you're relying on the news media in Madison, Milwaukee, anywhere to do anything, that's not going to happen. So you're right. The Democratic Party has to come out and hold a news conference, press conference, or whatever, and say, hey, this is what's really going on. And as far as Fred Prynne up there in Rhinelander, the forever chemicals are everywhere. You might not even be able to eat the fish up there. You're looking at the tourist industry going down the tubes. Who's going to go up there and catch fish and eat them if they're going to poison you, you know, give you cancer and stuff? So that's what, at least if you have fair mass, we get some representation down here in the Madison area. But the Democratic Party is going to have to step up to the plate and hold a press conference. Otherwise, right. The local news media, they're non-existent. Hell, we don't even have local papers anymore in a lot of these communities. Local right. radio, other than Civic Media has changed that. Other than that, it was just some piped in from wherever in a satellite spewing their right-wing rhetoric. And that's what happened up north, right. to be quite honest. But they're going to pay the price up there. Because the water's poison, Matt. Poison water. You can't beat the fish. Right. Hey, let's go camping up in Rhinelander, Matt.
Paul, thanks for calling. And one thing I just want to say, the reason I'm bringing this up again, because I have in other segments, is this. I've talked to people who are very moderate people, independents, and they say, oh, well, of course she has to step down if she's impeached. You must get it across to them. A dishonest impeachment not based on a crime or even alleged crime or even alleged corruption in office does not require her to step down. They need a lot more aggressive lawyers advising them. I got to go to break. I see all of you on the line. Do not hang up. This is all about the callers. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
20th Century Fox. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Special Report. A judge in Fulton County has rejected attempts by attorneys for Kenneth Chesbrough to sever his elections interference case from former Trump campaign attorney Sidney Powell in Georgia. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Lawyers for both Chesbrough and Sidney Powell, they presented arguments to have their clients' cases tried individually. The judge has not yet issued a full decision for Powell's case.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What he's doing is he's looking at the RICO statute. He's looking at the applicable case law. And you heard him mention judicial economy. He's really saying, why do we want to try this over and over again?
Chesbrough's attorney, Scott Grubman, responded.
My client's not a politician. My client has never run for public office. My client has never met or talked to the vast majority of his alleged co-conspirators.
Both defendants are expected to be tried next month. We still don't have dates for other defendants, including former President Trump. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. After a special meeting by the Eau Claire County Board on the investigation in the Department of Human Services ended, Catherine Schauf will remain as county administrator. According to a WEAU report, in 2020, the Eau Claire Sheriff's Office launched an investigation into a $1.1 million discrepancy that resulted in the budget being over by $3.3 million. The board hired a private law firm to investigate the findings, and the firm concluded there was no malicious intent behind the discrepancy. A new candidate has entered the race to represent Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in Washington, D.C. Former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson announced her candidacy, stating she cannot, quote, sit on the sidelines while our rights are being taken away and our congressman cares more about the MAGA agenda than the people he claims to represent. Johnson will run in the Democratic primary against Rebecca Cook and Aaron Knights. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Tom and McFarland, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind, Tom? Hey, Tom. Can you hear me? Hey, Tom, take it off speaker if you can, Tom. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Call back, Tom. We'll squeeze you in. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Is there a place where we can get a copy of that or go to read it so that we can inform our local press of the statement and make sure they get it right?
Yeah, well, there's two things. I mean, that's just verbal off the top of my head, but I have practiced a long time. The second thing is you could just listen to, they archive these things as podcasts afterwards and listen to it and jot down some notes. But basically, it's this. You can't just wave a wand. This isn't like a wizard and a magic spell and go, oh, you know, impeachment. And so you're dead dodgeball. We just hit your throat. Get on the ground. No. What is the crime And what is the corruption in office? And they say, we don't have to prove that now. We simply have to say it. And that's not true. You don't have to prove it right now, but you have to say what it is. What is the crime? What is the crime? What is the corruption? And they won't, if they say she made comments during the campaign, the Judicial Commission just came out, which is the supervising authority, and said, no, that's not a violation of ethics, what she did. So, Gene, thanks a lot. Spread the word. And I think, I'm going to reiterate something, go to the next caller. But this, Tony Evers should convene a press conference. This is very important. This has to do with the legislature for at least 10 more years. Convene a press conference with Tammy Baldwin, Josh Call, and Sarah Godlewski. You'll stand there tough and strong. And you'll say, look, we want clean government in the state. We're not taking any position on what maps should or shouldn't be. But we can say if someone won a Supreme Court race by 10 points, and this legislature, this gerrymandered legislature, is going to impeach her to throw her off the court, despite that election, throw her off the court when she's committed no crime and there's been no corrupt conduct, and the Judicial Commission just said there was no corrupt conduct in what she said, that we will not stand for. We urge Janet Protasiewicz to go on the bench with her black robe on, sit with the other justices, and rule on the case. That I strongly believe. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bob?
About the Republican Party. This Republican Party is the party of Jefferson Davis. It's not the party of Abraham Lincoln. I saw GOP. They still use GOP, grand old party. That's ridiculous, unless you mean greedy old people, or you mean great orange pumpkin in honor of Trump and Linus. That's a little more benign way of pointing out that there's a difference there. It just seems this is a thoroughly southern-based party, not a northern-based party like Abraham Lincoln's party was. So they really ought to change their name to Confederate States of America or something like that party, or keep the R and call themselves the Russian Party. There's a lot of evidence for that. They get their disinformation and a lot of their lines from the Russians, you know, so why not call them the Russians? There's the Russian Party, and the Democrats are the American Party. It seems like that is, fits pretty good.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's very creative, Bob. I always enjoy it. Thank you very much for calling in. And you raised the issue, by the way, of Donald Trump. And I have stayed right now on the issue of Janet Protasiewicz. But when it comes to Donald Trump, let me just say this. The judge in Georgia today. Oh, by the way, yeah, we have a caller. Tom of McFarland, you're back on, my friend. And I know you were trying to get through. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. You know, I think that as far as the impeachment of Protasiewicz, I don't think that Voss is going to do it for the simple virtue that he knows that this would blow up spectacularly in his face. So let's say that within the assembly that they move forward with the impeachment. He has to have all 22 of his senators vote for in favor to remove her from the bench. And I don't think he's going to find those 22. So if he goes with the delay, all Janet has to do is just step down and resign, and Evers will just reappoint her. And then she would be put back on the ballot on 2024. She already crushed the Republicans in the first time around. And this being a presidential election, I don't think Voss is going to want somebody like Judge Janet on the ballot when they're already going to have the headwinds of Trump. So I think that this is going to be all bluster on the part of Voss when he realizes that this is a no-win. He might get a short-term win out of the impeachment, but it's not going to last, and it's certainly he's just delaying the inevitable as far as the redistricting process. He's going to have to take it up at some point, and it will die in the Senate. And they will look silly. If they don't take it up, they still look silly. And going into an election year, I don't think the Republicans are going to want additional baggage that show how silly they are. What do you think?
Well, Tom, yeah, thanks. I always appreciate your calls. I have a different view, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I've known Janet. She's been a friend of mine for 40 years, and her husband's been a friend of mine for 50 years. He was a classmate of mine at UW Law School. And she just won by 10 points. You know, to say, well, she can run again, yeah, it's expensive, really expensive. She put in a lot of own money and effort. And why should she run again? She just won by 10 points. That's number one. Number two, I don't think Voss or the Republicans are capable of shame. They are going to do this. They are going to let 15 of their members say, oh, I didn't want it. Crocodile tears, crocodile tears. And a lot of people will buy it. They'll say, oh, they really gave it some thought. And LeMahieu is not going to schedule it for a vote right away. They're not going to get 22 senators because there's several of them, if they voted to convict and remove her, several of them, they would lose their reelections. That's what would happen. So they're going to sit on it like Fred Prynne for about 2 years. They sat on him for 18 months. They'll say, well, Supreme Court's a bigger deal. We're going to sit on her for two and a half years. Now, why should Janet resign? She just won by 10 points. She hasn't committed a crime, and there's no corruption. So I think that what you're describing, you know, would they be embarrassed if she's, yeah, I don't think that that issue of her on the ballot again is going to change the presidential vote in 24. And Tammy Baldwin right now has no opponent, really, that has any credibility at all. So I hear what you're saying. It's tactically very interesting. But I got to tell you, my view on it, my take on it is this, that they can impeach, but there has to be a crime or corruption. They can say, well, we want to develop it. And OK, fine. Just say in plain English what it is. If you can't do that, you know, no prosecutor can prosecute you or me and say we're prosecuting you. We'll let you know the crime that you committed later. You can't do that. And she is the one the Supreme Court would have to decide in a new case. Can a legislature impeach someone just by saying it, cast a spell? They come in a cone head hat with a wand and some stars on it, and they go, I've cast a spell, therefore you turn into a pumpkin. No. The answer is no. The Supreme Court will say no. And I want to see Evers, and I want to see Baldwin, and I want to see Call and Godlewski get up there and hold the joint press conference and say exactly that. Going back to the lines, do not hang up. I see all of you. Marty of Milwaukee, you are next. What's in your mind today, Marty?
Good afternoon, Matt. Enjoy your show very much. I'm the guy that voted for you as often as I could the last time you ran.
Thank you, Marty. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No. You do a great
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Matt, not to change, not to get off the subject, but maybe another parallel path that may make it to the Supreme Court or should make it to the Supreme Court. I'm thinking of home rule. I'm just wondering if you could maybe walk us through that, if not today, maybe another day, but walk us through home rule. Is there a test case coming down the pipe? This is so important to the city of Milwaukee. We just got hit with a $186 million per year tax to pay guys that live in gated communities outside of our city. It's a real, real situation in Milwaukee. I'm just wondering if you know anything about something coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I do. And Marty, that is a superb call. You know, right now, I want to hit these other callers on the Protasiewicz thing, but I will get to that. That's going to be a segment in itself because I have very, very strong feelings about what the legislature has done to Milwaukee in particular. And I really want to thank you for that. I've taken notes, and that is going to be a segment. Curtis of Milwaukee, my friend, you are next. What's in your mind today, Curtis?
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, Curtis. Hey, thanks for calling.
I got one question to ask you. Now, Rob Voss wants to impeach our wonderful woman we just elected. Why can't we impeach him, Johnson, for being insurrectionists? Because basically they signed the fake electors, that paperwork. And when you signed it, you basically admitted that you're making a false accusation. You should be prosecuted for it. If anybody should be impeached, they should be. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Let me tell you that, how that would work. And I don't discount it. It would be called recall, not impeachment with either of them. Say with Ron Johnson, I mean, he should be prosecuted for one thing. The fake electors should be prosecuted. They're being prosecuted in Michigan. They're being prosecuted in Georgia by a DA. And in Washington, Jack Smith has threatened them enough that they're turning on Trump. They should be prosecuted here, and he should be prosecuted because he had the Michigan state electors in his pocket and the Wisconsin state electors, and he tried to feed them to Pence. So that's number one. Number two, could we start a recall against him? In other words, recall the guy. We did that to Scott Walker. The fact of the matter is that that's a different procedure with a U.S. senator. And would it work? And in the upcoming election, we're getting ready for Biden and backing him and all that. It's like warfare, Curtis. You like to attack the enemy on all fronts, but is that a front that makes a lot of sense right now? I leave it up to people. Look, I like your aggressiveness, frankly, Curtis. I like your aggressiveness, very much like that. So I agree that they should. Now, with Voss, his district's not going to recall him because they love what he does because he's gerrymandered. And that's the thing. We got to break the gerrymander. Excellent call. Thank you. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
I got to thank you, Matt. You're a pretty humble guy. You know, you kind of predicted a lot of this. And I remember at the beginning, here's exactly what you said. You don't go after Trump. You go after all the people below him. Same thing with what's going on with Janet Protasiewicz. It's going to all tumble. But if you get the low-hanging fruit, they roll over and sing it. Well, I don't know who's not singing in court now against Trump. They're all singing against Trump. My point is with Janet, let Voss try any of this stuff. And your last caller just said it perfectly. Say, okay, you're going to do that. I think we're going to have to have a recall on you. He would be terrified of a recall because he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt he probably won't survive it. And when Walker and everybody else, I question that whole recall. And here's why I question it. When, after a recall, do they have the names and addresses of people that voted against Scott Walker and employers? That was about right. As criminal as it gets, I believe. Now, you're the guy that knows it. I don't.
Right.
But I just got to thank you. You talked your audience through the last couple of years of what's going to happen, and you were right as rain. So thanks for your knowledge, your education, and just spending time with us. Have a great day.
Well, same here, Bill. Thank you. I always enjoy your calls. And let me build on that. The Walker recall, it took, over a million signatures, and they got them, and he retaliated against them. You know, there was a student over in Platteville that was supposed to be the student representative. Remember, the they designate one student representative in the government, and he got rid of him. He went after him. There was a judge up in Ozaukee County that signed it, and that judge did not get reelected because Walker went after him. They will stick a knife in their enemies, figuratively speaking. And we're going to a break. Excellent calls. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll get back to everybody right after the break.
I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It is going to be a whole lot cooler out there today. A few showers and thunderstorms possible this morning into early afternoon, and it will be mostly cloudy, but our high only 72. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54 tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, little sun in the afternoon with a high of 66 by Friday. Sunny with a high back up to 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Take you in order. Joe of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Great detail, Matt. I really, really appreciate this. I just wanted to just again do a little bit of synopsis on what you've said, which is basically the information that you've added to today, which is very important, is that the charges for impeachment for Supreme Court justice within the state of Wisconsin include corruption or criminality, but importantly with the phrase added while in office. And obviously she's been in office for what, less than a month, if that. So if this were to go before Robin Voss's legislature to look at this, there needs to be evidence of this corruption and criminality. Matt, those are concrete things, right? I mean, criminality, it's not like you can just say, she looked at me funny. There has to be specific examples of what this corruption or criminality would be. They can't just wave around a blank piece of paper and say, gee, I don't like her looks. Forget it. She's not going to be going in here. There has to be something concrete. And then my next question would be, is if they just have the assembly votes on this and the Senate decides to put this, you know, in their pocket and they won't let this loose, it is a fraud. The assembly impeachment, not the conviction by the Senate, it is the assembly impeachment, as you were just saying earlier, would be fraudulent because there were not charges that support this accusation. There's not evidence to support these charges of corruption or criminality. If that is the case, it takes the Senate out of this discussion. And at that point, it seems to me we've got this interesting morass here, which is if it is a fraudulent impeachment, which is what you have described this as, and it sounds like it is, number one, can Janet sue? She has been deprived of something. She's been deprived of something she spent money on and her time and her energies to attain this job. Can we, the voters of the state, sue because we are being deprived of something by not having her on the bench? We voted for her. We stood in line and voted for her. We wanted her. I'd love to hear your reaction to that. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for I'll react briefly because then I want to get to a couple more, but an excellent point. Yes, she can sue. But why should she have to do that? Why doesn't she just get on the bench? These people think they can wave a wand, and, you know, they're wizards, and then she has to swoon? No. And that's why I think politically, and it'll have legal implications too, if the governor, our senator, our attorney general, and our secretary of state hold a joint press conference, and they say this is what is happening. It requires a crime. There is none. It requires corruption in office. And Joe, that was an excellent detail. You're absolutely right. She's been in office a month and she's had no corrupt acts or any kind of acts. And they complained politically about her comments during the race, but the Judicial Commission just exonerated that. So what are the corrupt acts? What are the crimes? You have 48 hours to tell us, or our advice, the four of them, our advice will be to Janet, go on the bench. That there's no legal consequence to that, but it's political cover, number one. Number two, can the people of the state sue? Yeah, but that's, you know, in other words, the injury's been done. She's off. We lose on the rig maps. And then what? The sue for what? For damages? For what? You know, and then sometimes you'll have people say, well, the taxpayer doesn't have standing. It's a term of art. And you get into a lot of stuff. I think that the best thing here, the best thing here is you enunciated very, very well. I do not think it has gotten in sufficiently to everybody's heads in the state from my conversations with people. You need people of the stature of the governor, the senator, the attorney general, and the secretary of state jointly to stand there and say, it requires a crime. It requires corruption. There is neither here. What they're planning to do is wave the wand and say the word, but not. And by the way, you said, isn't it required if the Senate doesn't do anything, isn't it required that it be there be a charge? Yeah, but 2 years go by while everybody's fooling around on this. In my view, Joe, she has to get on the bench. No court is going to tell her not to go on the bench. The legislature does not have an army, and the legislature is not a court. It happens to be corrupt, too. Thanks an awful lot for calling, as always. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Jack? Jack of Merrimack, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jack. Can yeah, go ahead. Now? Yeah, yes, I can.
Talk about corruption in office. These legislators have been doing corrupt things. They've been, you know, everything from taking off for 3/4 of the year to using our citizens' money as a slush fund for their petty little litigations and paying off their Republican high-priced lawyers with it. If they do right. this and they pull her off the court, if they do this and pull her off the court, that will hamstring the court. Isn't that obstruction of justice?
Yeah, it is. There'd be 6 people on the court. Now, Brian Hagedorn could surprise me, and he could vote for new maps, and he could do the right thing, and maybe he will. But on the other hand, he wants to get reelected, and he needs his Republican base, and he has done very good stuff in terms of certifying Biden. But I don't rule that out. But why should she won by 10 points? She's committed no crime and no corrupt action. Why can't we be aggressive in this? A lot more aggressive. And I think she needs political cover. And a radio station, me, is not enough political cover. The governor, the senator, the attorney general, and the secretary of state are plenty of political cover. And say, look, spit it out. Cough it up. What's the crime? What's the corruption? Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. That's it. Thanks. Northwoods Terry, my friend. You're next. What's your mind, Northwoods Terry?
I'm going to deliver your message personally to Sarah Godlewski. I'm going to a joint Washburn County, Barron County Democratic meeting, and she's the featured speaker, Matt. So I will deliver that personally. Have the press conference. Get that out there, what they're trying to do to Janet.
Yeah, excellent. And thank you. And please tell, first of all, Sarah is a friend of mine. Say hello to Sarah. But secondly, say, Sarah, look, we need the top Dems, and those are the 4 top Dems in the state, to come out and put this to people. People will pay attention. It'll be covered by the papers and so on. But if nobody does that, Voss lies. He says the mere word impeachment is like putting in tear gas and she has to fall on the floor. No, no, it's not. It has to be for a crime or corruption. She's only been in office a month. She hasn't done anything corrupt. The Judicial Commission said what she said in the campaign wasn't corrupt, and that wasn't while she's in office. You see? So the point of the matter is, you can't get away with just going, well, you know, we want to wave our wand, and then she has to go away. No, she won by 10 points. Yes, Voss is corrupt. He has 65 votes. He's going to cut 15 of them loose to pretend that they oppose it. And LeMahieu is going to get lost for years. That is what is happening. So give Sarah my best. I like Washburn County. I've been there many times. And you just say, have the press conference. Have it now. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.